Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey y'all, it's Jazz 40 Ounce Connoisseur.
And it's Cat Daddy, what's up?
And we're here, we're Girl That's Scary.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be talking to you guys about King Kong.
All right.
Yes. So that includes the OG movie, a few of, of the other installments. Mm-hmm. I watched like maybe six of these movies. There's only like 11 in total, and a lot of them are like, they say they're King Kong movies, but they might be Godzilla movies because they do fight a few
or
times.
Or like spin-off situations, which like, kind of just, you know, like show a little bit more into, I guess, Kong's life. And then, of course, the new one that just came out, what is it, like you said, with King Kong, Godzilla, when they fight again.
Yeah, Godzilla versus Kong.
Yep. And that's it. We've got thoughts. Lots and lots of thoughts.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's get it on.
Let's start at the top.
So, King Kong, 1933, the OG. This movie is a 7.9 on the IMDb scale. And it's a classic to all of the people. It's a classic. Everybody's like, yeah, oh my God, we love this movie. It's so great. And and we see King Kong everywhere, and we know all the iconic spoofs from Simpsons, Family Guy, any spoof where you see Robot Chicken, that one was fucked up, where you see King Kong is carrying this white woman up to the top of this building, and here we are. That is where we get this. But first of all, fuck this movie.
Okay.
I need y'all to understand that this shit was racist.
Yep.
This shit was racist. It was sexist. And I don't give a fuck what time it was set in. I don't give a damn.
Yep.
We not going back and watching fucking what? World's the Greatest Nation. Whatever that stupid ass fucking racist movie is. We not going back and watching
Birth of
shit.
A Nation.
Birth of a Nation. I always called it some wild ass
That's
shit
fine. Because it's a shit face movie. So, because, you know, it's always. So I was watching a lot of, you know, different people's thoughts on the YouTube machine to try to prepare for our conversation today. Because I didn't want to really come in all like, hey, because, you know,
I'm coming in like, hey.
And that's truly what it is. But I also wanted to see some other takes on it, you know, maybe pick up on some things that I didn't see, you know, maybe get overviews of movies that I missed because I did not watch as many as you did. I think I got to a certain point of exploring the new movies and I was just like, I don't want to see nobody else in no fucking blackface. Like, that was truly just where I was. And then I took a pause and then just refreshed my memory on the newer ones. But there was a guy. I can't remember the guy's name. You know, I don't want to, you know, do too much today. But he was just, you know, at one point he recognized in the original movie, like, you know, you know, it's very racist, it's sexist, blah, blah, blah. But then as his conversation progressed in his movie, his YouTube video, he was just like, you know, but these movies could not compare to the, like, classic feel or whatever the first one was. And I was like, now, wait a minute now. This contradicts your earlier statement, which was, you know, for me, realizing in your thought, the same thing, the 7 point something people Did we all see the same movie?
98% on Rotten Tomatoes. I just looked it
so
up.
So what exactly was the point of the high rating?
Yeah, tell me what you liked. Was it the story? Was it? You champion colonialism?
Because I want someone to explain it to me.
Are you a colonialist?
Now, I do think the concept, just the concept alone of a giant monkey out here partying in the forest with other...
with dinosaurs and shit.
Yep. Kicking their ass, you know, just having a good time, sans humans, because humans always fuck up the show.
As we see.
So, they could just stay over there. I would like to see that. Like, that's a fun movie to me. That's a creature feature I would like to see. Now we have to throw it in, and then, you know, it starts just...
We start with, what the fuck? They have the dude married. Is he playing himself? Or is he playing denim, as they usually say? But the director is a director of a movie, and he's shiesty. Right? He's shiesty. He be getting away with shit, doing shit. The company gave him money. He needs to deliver. They want some fucking romance. So, you know, if we got romance, we got to have a woman in here because, you know, heteronormative. So we got to have a woman and man doing improv, and definitely a white woman and man.
It's 1933.
All the POC characters are some bullshit in this movie. That's why I keep saying, like, what did you... You need to go at, like, what cinematography was great? What about it? Because I can name some other movies that just were better to me, you know, especially when we're talking about big monster movies. It's a lot of miniatures going on, that kind of, you know, claymation situation. Like, we're doing a lot of those kinds of things because they don't have the technology or the computer to make big-ass monsters. Or imaginary big ass apes and shit. So you have this claymation ape walking around doing shit. And I guess for the time, you know, maybe, ooh, technology, girl.
That's what I'm saying. But that's interesting. But that's minus the people.
Yeah, but...
But you can't subtract the people.
You can't subtract the people.
No, you can't.
You can't subtract the racism. It's mixed up. It's like a fucking soup bit. No, not a soup. It's like a batter. Once you put the egg in, the racist egg in there, it's in there. You can't go, oh, but the flour was amazing. There's racist egg mixed with the flour.
Listen, you know, a lot of stuff that I was hearing and reading along the way was very much like, you know, it's a product of his time. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yes, it is a product of his time. It's racist. Like, that's pretty much it. Like, I'm not going to celebrate that. Like I said, if y'all presented me as if y'all, the people who that created this movie, what is that? Miriam Cooper, Edgar Wallace, Leon Gard directed, written by them, and all these fun people together. If you all presented the world, because I'm not going to say me, because I know I'm not your audience. Although there were black people in this movie, there were a lot of black people in this movie, but there were people that, you know, I wanted to like celebrate them because these were roles, unfortunately, that all we could get at that time, if you got that.
Because they would have done blackface in the 30s. They would have.
Etta McDaniel, excuse me, she was the sister of Hattie McDaniel, who was the first African American to win the Academy Award, but it was for a role in Gone with the Wind, but she also played the Mammy character.
Yeah.
But you know, those are kind of roles that you get in. Yeah. And then you have the Native Chief. He's played by Noble Johnson, but also you can find by Mark Noble, and he was in The Mummy in 1932 as well. Yes. So I was more so trying to like read more about these characters and just trying to find things that I want to celebrate because it's not their fault that they have to play these roles.
And Hattie McDaniel was a soror.
Okay, girl, there you go.
All right, go girl.
You know, I want to celebrate these people. That these were the kind of positive things I wanted to take away from this movie. Because ultimately, what am I going to celebrate? You didn't present a movie to the community. That was just, you know, a giant, you know, animal going crazy in its habitat, having fun, you know, getting lit, stomping on some animals, trying to, you know, stop a beef from another animal. No, like you had to take him out of the jungle. You took him out of his area. You brought him back to New York. Why?
Because they want to make money. It's exploitive. Like, think about that.
We talk film about it up.
Yeah, and or the exploitation films. Yep. When we did Grindhouse films, you know, they about to do some wild shit. This was a set of films. Like, where people were going off to the jungle and spying on the fucking native people, rolling that crank-ass camera up. And, like, spying on them. And, like, look at these people. Especially, like, that you know what they about to do. Look at these savages. And you know the white people about to come and pay the fucking money. Gross. So, like, think about your, like I said, if you are putting this at 98%, think about your choices. Think about what. Think about your choices.
If this is in your favorite movies,
think about
your choices. What were you thinking? Just say what you think. Because I don't really. I mean, I kind of want to know.
Is this a childhood favorite?
Nah. I don't think I want to know. This is not the show.
No, actually, you know what?
No, it's not.
Hold it to your heart. No, we're good. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah, we just gonna hold it on that. So that's essentially what happens in this movie. You know, the white woman gets kidnapped. You know, he gets over to the shores. They exploit him on the stage. You have the whole, I guess, iconic for some people scene of her, like, kind of up on the stage because they're trying to make a whole, like, show out of it. And he climbs to the Empire State Building. He's like, ah. And then they kill him. And then they rescue the white woman. And then, you know, the guy put down the big giant ape. And that says a whole lot.
That is a whole lot. Y'all know y'all was trying to represent black people with that. That was fucked up. Not only that.
Black people, the villains.
Listen.
All time.
And not only that, y'all are doing this. Meanwhile, this white woman who you took off the streets because she needed a fucking job, you just said, hey, yeah, I'm going to just go out and find me a woman. What the fuck? And just goes and finds this woman and puts her on a fucking boat and then just thinks that, ooh, they're going to fall in love in the way. She does fall in love, apparently. But to a man who literally says, I hate women. The line is literally, she was like, you hate women. Yeah, I do. Like, what the fuck? What kind of
shit? Why would she pair with him? Like, why are you making her that dense? That's
disrespectful. Is this supposed to be funny? Who laughed?
No, that's, baby, that was his viewpoint of what, you know, women were disrespected, I guess, at this time. Of course. I guess they were at this time.
Women on the ship. Gross. Yuck. They were holding their nose and shit because it was a bitch on the deck. She was just like, I'm just trying to be polite. I don't want to get in your way. Gross. She's just not even doing shit. She's trying to, y'all brought her here to do this little acting shenanigans. And she putting dresses on and shit. And they get over there. They're interrupting the natives during a process. And that's what happens to them anyway because they're trying to sack in this joint. King Kong, like, he changes roles as you see him in time. Mm-hmm. So at this point, the natives are afraid of him. And they're going to sacrifice, like, two girls. Like, hey, take, please, be the wife of Kong and leave us alone. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he'll leave us alone if we just give up the ladies. Which, damn. You got to keep, like, damn.
You know, sacrifice is a part of a lot of people's communities going back to the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. It's really fucking wild, but that's, you know, their customs.
They just roll the dice. Yeah, girl, you get sacrificed on Tuesday.
Child, I'd be vomiting. Shit. That's literally all I got. Like, I don't really know.
Who would they sacrifice your ass because you're annoying? Damn. I'm like, I'm talking too
salute
much.
Or shoot.
I'm in there making fart sounds of the night. We are sacrificing Jasmine tomorrow.
They're going to sacrifice you because your eyebrows too popping. Like,
damn, they're going to hate. We hate that bitch. Let's sacrifice her.
Anyway,
they got the camera out here spying, which is another annoying thing. And then they see the white woman, and then the black tribe members kidnap white women. The white woman, and we're like, yeah, we gonna send her to Kong.
I hate everything about this.
Everything about this sucks. Everything in this story is terrible.
Why is it written up this way? Now, I do understand, ooh, you know, she looks different from us. He's really gonna fuck with her. Get her up out of here. Sayonara, ho. I mean,
we keep, you know, our women and just send you.
You broke in to their stuff, so I get that part. You know, shout out to them. But it just also makes the indigenous people seem like the villains in this aspect. Yeah. Like, I don't like that. Like, it's just, once again, the black people are the bad guy.
Yeah, you came to they shit, bro. That
you ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah, you pull up on they city, my
guy. Who are you, bitch? Like, who are you? Everything about, like, I really want to enjoy this movie, but I don't. And that is just my thoughts on it. And if you enjoy this movie, I may be curious to hear why, but actually, I don't want to know because I don't know. So
it's so problematic.
You really sat through a lot of these movies?
Like, it's so problematic. And I do understand the black and white Hollywood glamour films, but this is not the best of the best. This is not the best of the best. It's not. It's not.
This is not it.
No, watch Le Diable.
You should have gave me him fighting dinosaurs. I would have loved to see that.
Look, watch if it's a woman. Watch Les Diaboliques. Watch something else. There are so many old school, old Hollywood, black and white films that pop, okay? But to me, just King Kong, I could not get with none of the story. The whole story was fucked up. Then they made King Kong a villain. Bitch, you kidnapped him!
Girl, it was just gross all around. So Son of Kong came out in 1933. Did I get that year right? Yes, I did.
I have that. Was that the same fucking year?
Surprise, bitch. I wanted to sit through this, but I was like really nervous it was going to give me the sense. I remember bits and pieces of it. I've seen it before. I wanted to revisit it. I know how it ends. If you want to check it out, it's on HBO Max. Did you sit through
Yeah,
this?
I watched the whole thing for the first time. And it was because it was an hour. I didn't realize it was that short. And
that's
it,
fine. Sometimes you just need 60 minutes.
Yeah, it was. I liked it better than King Kong because they're on the boat. They're trying to go over here. Denim is panned a little bit for what he did. Everybody's mm-hmm. fucking suing him because, bitch, you brought King Kong and this motherfucker. He done knocked down all the fucking buildings. You know, they're suing him for pain and suffering. They suing him for the damages. They suing him for all types of shit. He's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go. So he's a scammer. Mm-hmm. Denim is trying to, I think it's Denim, or I don't know. I know in the new films, he's Denim. But the movie director is trying to eject Osito.
Yeah.
And he does so by hopping on a boat with a skeleton crew. And I believe a woman hides on the boat because she ain't got nowhere else to fucking go, which, all right. This is not the first time we get a stowaway. And they're like, well, fine. And then it gets to a point where the people working are like, you know what? Fuck y'all. Get off the fucking boat. Get off the boat. All you fucking motherfuckers in charge, get the fuck off the boat. Get on your own boat, bitch. Mm. And I like that part. Except they had the Asian character who was in the first one. I
don't like that.
Y'all can go to hell. Y'all can go straight to fucking hell.
Here we go again.
How can you sit there and enjoy this right now?
Just not wake up and just be a normal ass person. Like, you can't just not, like, write some wild ass shit in the script. You chose this.
He didn't have to say anything. He could have looked up at them and looked back at them and said it shook his head and kept getting
on the
boat.
You gotta put a little sprinkle of it.
That could have been great. But no, you decided that you were going to do this. But he gets on the, the little boat. Like, mm-hmm. Asian character who sides with the white people. And I'm like, come on, bro. And not only that, who else sides with them? Like, they send the woman, of course. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all the people who weren't the skeleton crew, okay? They were like, look, y'all go. They stumble upon another island mm-hmm. with Kong's son. He's big as hell, but
he's tiny.
Yeah, but he's still out here doing shit. So, it's okay. I mean, it's fine. I like the aspect of the workers throwing him off the boat. That's my favorite part of him. Because they probably was like, we're not going back to these motherfucking islands with these big ass monsters in here. You got me fucked up. Okay? No thank you. And I like that. But the rest of it, I mean, girl, I guess. Maybe because the setup for Kong, like, y'all done killed his fucking daddy. Y'all are wild, bro. I'm not supposed to be sad for him.
Nope.
Then Son of Kong was protecting people, being a nice guy.
Yeah, it's just...
No, y'all don't deserve that.
No.
Y'all don't deserve that. So it was fine. I don't remember there being any blackface.
Thank goodness.
To my knowledge.
King Kong versus Godzilla. Okay, so...
I haven't seen that. Please update me.
Well, I didn't make it that far because this movie came out in 1962. It was directed by Ishiro Honda. I found this on YouTube, so if you care to go look, you know. But I made it as far as they make it back, you know, to Skull Island. And, you know, they turn it up. And this is a Japanese film. And I'm sitting here watching the movie. I literally say out loud, are they in blackface? Like, every single Japanese person on that screen is rubbed down in brown paint from head to toe and fluffy black hair. And I cut the shit off because I was like, okay, no, literally just no. And I know that, you know, the Japanese have a history of people wilding the fuck out in blackface.
They do.
Ma'am.
They do.
I couldn't even want to get into the store. Like, that's why I just cut the shit off because I was so afraid that I was gonna keep seeing the same thing, even down to the 70s version. Like, it wasn't direct, and you know, it has what's my girl in it? Jessica Lange in it on 1976. But even that shit,
she was looking good though. She was
giving us looks. She was giving us amazing, beautiful gowns, lovely gowns. But also at the same time, racism is still there.
It's still there. Y'all also, that story was so strange. They just, we found a girl. And then the way she was acting was like, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm like, this is so, I'm in a producer. I don't know if I like the way they set her up. But of course, Kong takes her as well.
Yep.
It's still, Kong takes the white woman. He climbs the Trade Towers and they kill him again. Like, it's not, but apparently he doesn't die because there's a King Kong lives from the 80s where he needs a fucking heart transplant.
Y'all out of control.
What the fuck is your problem?
I know that, as time went on, Kong started doing more, regular wild-ass shit, just like Godzilla just started doing random wild-ass shit. So I'm assuming that these Titans are just eventually, throughout time, are just doing... They live many lives. They went through many shapes and changes in terms of, costumes design. Sometimes it went from, claymation down to, people's in suits just getting loose.
Miniatures.
Robotics and stuff. Yeah, and then to present day, the CGI just really turning the fuck up and giving you that realistic feel. Like, he got scars. He's looking more menacing. He's not as friendly as he's looking, people in the giant suits come down the street like, hey, I'm just in this suit, in this costume. So that's one, thing. I like seeing just the evolution of, props and things throughout time. And people's, creativity on set design. I like to see that evolution as well. But that's all you're going to get out of me. Until we get to, the newer kind of movies. I kind of fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Even down to, growing up. Oh, okay. You see King Kong on shit, and you're like, oh, it's King Kong. And then you see the picture, and you're like, oh. Now, if you show me Kong by itself, like I said, dinosaurs. I love that. And that's what King Kong 2005 redid the first movie, but they tried to make it, it was, it had a lot of familiar faces. You got Naomi Watts, Jack Black, Adrian Brody. He was real popping at the time, early 2000s. But you had, everybody was in there. And they're all playing these different characters. Anne is more, she's a damsel in distress, but she's not just that. That's not just all her story in this movie. And I did like that change. She wasn't just, useless as fuck in the background. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I fell down my ankle. Oh my gosh, my hat blew away. I need some assistance. She was out here getting loose and getting shaky. They're still doing the same ass shit. I feel like they still tried to portray him falling in love with her. Was that still a thing? Did I just make that up? He was trying to protect her or something like that. I didn't like that part. I did think that, there were some cool scenes in the movie, when they're going through the bug tunnel. And I'm not going to go through all the, because all these movies, guys, they all kind of repeat the same thing. They go to the island, they mess with this motherfucker, he out here trying to mind his business, and shit happens to him. That's literally every story in a nutshell, plus or minus, some things. But for this movie, all the people, they're trying to film the movie once again, and Jack Black is playing... Jack Black is Carl Denham in this movie. So he's the director guy. He's out here. He's really trying to work. And in that scene when they're in... didn't we say spoiler alert? Ooh. Damn, that's crazy. Spoiler alert, y'all! Brandon, we already here.
The movie's almost 90 years old. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, everybody. And that's for everything. We'll be late as shit. And they're in, this really narrow kind of thing, stuck in between these crevices, and they fell down. Of course, they're on this island. Everything is a bigger bitch. The monsters, the bugs, everything are huge. And all of a sudden, they're, stuck down in this den, and all the bugs descend from atop on the side of the rocks, and they start coming out and swiping people up. And crickets, they usually be real tiny, the size of half a people's body, trying to eat at you. And that whole scene was scary. It made me itch. The young man who got swallowed up by the worms. Oh my God. Send fucking help. Send help. Peter Jackson really was showing out there.
That movie was long as hell. What I would say, 2.5 hours, that was a lot.
They could have cut a lot of that shit out of there. Yeah. But he was just coming off of, I think Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. And that's not an excuse, but the movie's as long as a bitch. I watch them.
I did. I watched. We sat down and watched all three back to back. It was a 10-hour.
Your whole day is gone.
Yeah, that's the whole day. So I liked the 2005 one better than all of the ones prior.
Me too.
because of it was just a pinch less racism and sexism, but it was still there.
It was definitely there.
It was still there, but the bugs and the creatures were pretty fun. King Kong looks good. Like, I'm like, this is my first time watching it. It's from 2005. It held up for 15 years later. Like, it don't look like it's 15-year-old CGI.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, it looks pretty fucking good. So I'm like, you know what? I will give it. King Kong looks great. And then still we have Denim, who is still a asshole. I need to make this movie. They're trying to get this movie. And they still want romance. They want women. Mm-hmm. Again.
It's a formula.
And then, listen.
Especially but
then,
that old Hollywood formula.
Yes. And the woman steps, like, who was supposed to be his star, pulls out.
Yeah.
So then he finds Andero, and Andero is from the first one. It's the first one, too. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it is Denim, but... Andero is, you see her at the beginning, they give her a little more backstory. I do like they fleshed her out instead of him just finding her on the street versus, you see, she was working, she was in a play, she was an actor, but they shut the shit down. They be going to the soup kitchen, they trying to do their best.
Yeah.
You know, they you know, depression is whooping their ass, okay? Because people, you see that people are at the soup kitchen.
Yeah,
people,
it's definitely still 1933. Yeah. Or is it 31? No, it's 33 in this movie. Yeah,
depression. So they're struggling.
America's going through it, baby.
Yes. So after that, he finds her like, yeah, it's this kind of movie. You know, you wear size 4. She was like, what? No, really, I'm just trying to get you on the boat because, you know, let's get on here and we just gonna make this movie. And then, of course, she's like, fine. Mm-hmm. Then he's like, I'll pay you extra to pull off, you know, right now so we can get on this boat to the boatman. And he's like, you didn't give me the first $1,000. I'm like, oh, you a con man.
Listen, somebody always gotta be funny with the money.
And he was talking about no funny Indie business. Stories. You are all funny business, Jack Black. And I still have not forgot about you playing a fake fucking Island Man.
He was trying to be serious in this role, and I'm crying because you bringing up old shit, but it's not old, because I see you with these locks.
From 2005, what is it, a 7-year difference? Because then that shit come out, what, 98 or something?
A lot of change. Jack Black had went from being just like some random, like, side, not random, but, you know. He would be in the random comedian movies, to now he's like, this doing is main movies. Stage.
He
like,
has range.
To the Chicoin. He does. Range. Oh, he does.
But the North remembers, baby.
No, yeah, that too.
The North remembers. He probably had to pay a bill. I was like, girl, listen.
Please,
I'm going to put this faux lock lace front on, and I'm going to smoke all the ganja, and then I am going to get killed, because I am a meat body in that film. But in this film, he is a dickhead movie director who is trying to... keep the cameras rolling.
It's keep him. That motherfucker.
You know, like, on Maury, where they do the... You're he's not the father... Motherfucker running behind the fucking stage and the cameras are running behind them too. It's the same thing. It's fucking dinosaurs running through this bitch. It's motherfucking people getting their ass beat. It's Jack Black is sitting here rolling the camera
sprinting,
like
sprinting boy
with the camera. Story. One of the dudes dies, but he takes the camera first. I'm like, y'all could have left the camera and saved your mans, but you didn't. You got the footage. You got the fucking beautiful being footage.
You gotta tell that story.
Well, it would have been real bad
by
if you
saved
him. By
any means necessary. That is Jack Black's role as Carl Denham in this movie. You really see how cutthroat he is. He's like, listen, y'all, I see what y'all talk about. I see what you're doing, but at the same time, I came here for my movie. I'm going to get my movie. I will say that was a good, you know, I enjoyed seeing Jack Black play that character. It was good seeing him play someone different.
Yes.
But this movie was like, it just had a bunch of random people in it that were not random.
Was really fucking long.
It was. I already said it didn't need to be as long as it was. I just want to know, is there a way in the current state the King Kong story is in to tell this story and to make it not racist?
I don't know if you can. I feel like the only one that makes it slightly less racist is the Kong Skull Island afterwards. Like, after we talk about the 2005 jank. Because they still pull up on the tribe members and they still steal that white girl. They still do that. That still fucking happens.
That's what I'm saying. I think you might have to omit that part and this would be a much better story.
Yes, and they don't call them savages. They call them the natives. But they're also pulling up on their property. You're trying to give them chocolate and shit. Yeah, you're being real fucking weird. You're just being real weird about it. And I don't really think that you should have came here. Mm. You or Adrian Brody, bitch. Isn't that his name?
Yep.
No, you shouldn't have came here either. Now, the love story is a lot better. Yeah. And y'all know I do not go up for romance
at all. So I don't give a damn about anybody being in love. But it was better than the 1933 where you got this motherfucker on the ship who hates women who just falls in love with this girl. And she goes with it after he straight up is an asshole to her. He's mean to her the entire time. Damn, she's that desperate to find a motherfucking man. Come on, baby.
That's gross.
Why we gotta do like this? Then this one is like, this person is Driscoll. He's a writer. Mm-hmm. So Anne is like, oh, I know your work and all this stuff. And she's talking to the wrong person. So there's a little gag where he pulls up behind her and is like, nice to meet you. I am the asshole with my head in the book. Okay. But they be holding hands and touching and shit. And I'm like, that happened. That escalated quickly. Mm-hmm. But okay, I guess. At least she knew of him before.
Right.
Likes his writing. He's not an asshole to her. He does try to save her. He lets her know, like, I bang with you, though. So it's not that bad. Yeah. But I still don't care about it.
True.
I still don't care about
it. That's a very fair point.
Yeah. And I believe they still steal him. They still take denim. That motherfucker.
They still do the same thing. They have him on the stage. They tie him up. He's exposed. He's climbing to the top. That's still a thing. And it's still very much, we have to rescue the white woman.
Yes. But this time she's a lot less scared and more like, no, King Kong. Because in the first one, she was like, no, please. And
she's like, please don't kill him. You know, she's still protective over him. She doesn't want to see him die. Mm-hmm. You know, and they shaped this story around him. In my perspective, maybe I'm just, you know, I haven't seen this in a while. I didn't want to revisit because it was so fucking long and I've seen it so many times. But I did kind of feel muddled around this point. To me, it felt like they didn't really try to make it so centered as he was, like, in love with her.
No.
It was more so like, hey, we care about each other. It was just weird.
Let's start about, okay, they care because she's a fucking comedian, bitch. This bitch, when he first kidnaps her, I feel like she was knocked out and he takes her. And she's knocked out and laying there and then she tried to escape and he get her ass. And she's like, oh, don't kill me. And she started doing the Harlem Shake, started doing the heel toe. Mm-hmm. She started like, backflip. She's doing backflip cartwheels. She is literally doing the fucking, you know, dance like an Egyptian with the fucking hands. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the movie y'all went up for?
Yes.
Y'all thought somebody was giggling in the theater at this point, and it wasn't me. It wasn't me. My laugh box is
broken. I'm giggling at your reaction though, so that's for you.
And then he laughing like, ha ha ha, you funny bitch. And I'm like, oh, so now y'all friends. All right, okay. So I get that's better than the wife thing, like trying to take her and being in love with her. That's. Mm-hmm. You funny bitch, gang gang. You about to be my ride or die. We about to hang out and you about to do backflips. And you about to like Harlem shake and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, an improvement, but still, I thought that was silly. I thought that was a bit silly. But y'all, you know, I guess. Which takes us to Kong Skull Island 2017, pretty much.
Well, there was a movie in between there. I didn't see it, but I want to see it. It's Kong Returns in the Jungle and it came out in 2006.
Okay, I didn't even know of its existence.
I was on the wiki, girl. There were some movies in between there that had just came, it was sprinkled in between. There was one called like Mighty Kong, and that came out in 1998, and then Kong King of Atlantis that came out in 2005. Also, King Kong Lives in 1986.
Yeah, I'm talking about that's the heart transplant, Jake.
Okay, yeah, that was crazy. but yeah, there was some other ones that sprinkled in between. You know, maybe one day I might go back and try to give it a chance. I'm just hoping it's just not as stressful as I feel like it might be.
Yeah, I'm not revisiting any of these. Just the King Kong story, the origin of King Kong is so fucking racist to me.
Fair.
That all the following movies are just like, girl, what? Now, there are some enjoyable moments from the 2005 jank with the insects and the dinosaurs and shit. That was fun, although it gets a little Jumanji and a little weird.
Yeah.
And y'all, how the fuck are y'all outrunning these dinosaurs barefoot? Y'all should be dead. But, hey, fuck it. We're fantasy. I'm gonna suspend my disbelief for some of it. I thought that was okay. But Kong Skull Island was better. It was better. It's a different kind of Kong. First of all, we realized that King Kong, there's not a singular King Kong. There are Kongs. Mm-hmm. They're ancestries. Okay, we on Skull Island, and there's a bunch of them. Well, not a bunch of them. There's only one. He's the last of his kind now. He's a big motherfucker. He's a
the story that I wanted to see.
But he protects the people. He's not, the people was eating, like, the people getting eaten by these bonehead-ass things. Mm-hmm. And he be leaving the humans alone, for real, as long as you're not fucking with shit. Now, he will kill you. He will kill you.
This is the kind of story I like to see.
But he also will leave you alone if you really not fucking shit up. He's beating up octopus in this thing, octopus or a squid. Mm-hmm. He eats the motherfucker just like, yep.
Lunch. And there's a lot of familiar faces here. You got Samuel L. Jackson. Who else in this movie?
Loki in this movie. Both. Captain Marvel in this movie.
Everybody in this movie.
Which is Brie Larson. What is Loki's actual name?
I forget his name. And there's somebody yelling at us right now.
He's Loki. Wow. He's Loki. Tom Riddle.
Hit the Google machine.
Oh, you're right. You're like, the Googles. I'm like, ah. It's Tom something now.
Roseanne's husband's in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see, I have his name.
Right, he's now. Always going to be Roseanne's husband to me. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, every time I see John Goodman, he is definitely Roseanne's husband. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
There's a lot of people. It's a lot of familiar faces.
You shouldn't be associated with.
No, you shouldn't. Such a terrible human.
Tom Hiddleston. I called him Riddleston, and I'm thinking Tom Riddle. Then I'm like, Lord,
not Marvolo, please. No.
It went to a place.
It did.
But Skull Island centers a scientist. It's 1973. Vietnam War is happening, so it's a different war. A lot of these happen during war times. Mm-hmm. And there, so you see the protests and all that stuff. Then the war is over. Then they're like, he pulls up on the senator and is like, "Hello, hi. Guess what? I got this map. We got some radar shit. Look, bro, it's something big on that island. I'm trying to get to it." So they give he ends up getting military help to get up, like planes and shit. And they start drop. First thing they do is, goddamn America, fuck yeah. They start dropping bombs. Come on, bro.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
Hey, very American.
Like, let's just blow this shit up. You don't even know. Very American.
It's right on brand.
Okay.
Right on brand. Also, do we start to see a spark into the whole Monarch?
The company.
Yep, exactly. Which you see in the Godzilla films.
And they get money because they started, they probably started smaller. Yeah, but once they found King Kong and all that shit, mm-hmm. I mean, duh. We're about to profit. Of course they're about to fucking profit. Everything is profit.
Yep.
And that's what you get. You get your ass beat for that kind of shit. But the movie starts off with World War II, and you got these two people, they fight on opposite sides. They fight each other. They about to fight for the death. And then King Kong pulls up on them and looks up here like, "What y'all niggas doing?" Mm-hmm. And then they're like, "You know what? Let's not even do this no more."
The fact that he would not run up on that man and shoot him in the feet, and he missed with every single shot. And I'm just like, you had so much ample space and time. What is this? And you wasted all your bullets, and now you have no ammo.
And you get your ass whooped. But, King Kong kind of saved the day a little bit. So,
gotta save the Americans.
Yeah, you have to save the Americans. It's a big ass bug. Because when we have it on in the background, there's so many fun bugs and creatures. There's so many.
Nature is scary, y'all. And this just proves exactly why. That's all I have to tell you. Like, could you imagine walking through the forest and you minding your business and all of a sudden the trees start moving? It's a giant bug and it's a bug tree that's hiding. And it's just like, I'm just a man. I'm a bug tree man, and I'm out here living.
Listen.
Or I am bamboo sticks by a random bamboo forest, but I'm not a bamboo. I'm really a giant spider thing that's about to fucking eat you.
Yes.
I will poop on myself.
And they're skullhead monsters who are so very scared. Dangerous. Even King Kong can only whoop their ass when they little. So if they get big, it's like, girl, you waking up the big monsters. You already woke up the small monsters by dropping all these fucking bombs, bitch. Like, you came over here, you dropping bombs, you being annoying, you getting your ass beat by all the creatures of the land. And there are a lot of creatures of the land. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the military is trying to do all this stuff. Because when Tom Hiddleston first comes up here, Loki's like, listen, y'all, you can get diseases. What's going to eat you, mm-hmm. the heat, all this stuff is dangerous. Okay, you shouldn't even go. But he goes because he wants the money. Duh. But that was true. They was getting their ass beat. A mm-hmm. lot of them die before they even meet with the civilization, which this time it's not people dancing around. They're not even sacrificing nobody. They're just hanging out, minding their business, doing their own shit, making baskets and shit.
Like a lost air quotes, because they're not really lost, but indigenous tribe. They just hanging out. Like a lot of these undiscovered indigenous tribes just trying to mind their business.
Yeah. They were like,
they're being protected by Kong.
Yes. and they're also respectful of the land around them. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they also let them in, like, yeah, you can lay here, whatever, man. You can lay here. Cool. We're not going to kill you.
I like the story.
And
so we're not,
yeah. And they didn't steal anybody, which love also this. Was nice. I'm like, this is so much better.
Great.
Can we stop having, you know, Native people steal the white woman? Okay. Because this is ridiculous. Okay.
Now she's, what is it? We have to save her. And then it's just, you know, it's just.
Here we go. Also, the white woman in this movie is not this helpless model actress lady. She's a photographer taking pictures, trying to do a job. Sis is at work.
Right. She's trying to collect a coin.
Yes. So I also like that. I feel like she is feeling the other dude or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this one seems a little more. Natural, because they're not trying to force a romance for a movie.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's another improvement.
Great.
From that. Kong is badass, though. I will say he's pretty yes. badass. He looks
the
good.
The CGI didn't look bad in this movie. Nope. I'm not going to really spoil much of this, because it's fairly new. Especially the new one.
Godzilla vs. Kong.
Godzilla vs. Kong. That just came out. So I'm not going to go super deep into that at all, because there are a lot of people who probably still have not seen it. I don't know.
Yeah, but also, spoiler alert. So we gave a spoiler. I'm not about to spoil too much of it anyway, because it's not that much to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that much, because like I said, the human part of these movies, I feel like Kong Skull Island had the best human part, because they pull up on John C. Reilly. He'd have been there since World War II. I think he was a very fun character.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? Who won the war? Oh, there's another war? Well, shit. What kind of music is this? What year is it? He's just...
I did like that he was able to go home and reunite with his family in the end.
That was nice. And I just knew they were going to kill him for tragedy. Because anytime someone was like, I'm just trying to make it home, they're going to kill him. He's never going to make it home. And I was like, I like John C. Reilly in most of the roles that he plays, except for we need to talk about Kevin, because, girl.
Who send help, we'll please. We'll talk about that some I'm going to just, time. You know, think about his role in Chicago and just saying, cellophane. And, you know, I love a time to sing along with a movie. Listen, cut it out for me, because I need it.
I love Chicago. And I hate musicals, but not Chicago. And all that jazz.
Come okay. on. Let's get it. I started shimmying my hand like a tambourine.
Hey, bitch.
I was in here. But yeah, Godzilla versus Kong. I'm scratching my neck, because that story was kind of different from the Kong stuff, because it was more centered, obviously, around Godzilla and how they're trying to, like, they be fucking with Godzilla. They don't be fucking with Godzilla. Mm-hmm. Godzilla just be... I hate how people try to control these animals. They're just trying to live their lives. You're like, I'm upset because he's not our friend today. Oh, he wants to be our friend. Godzilla loves us. Oh, Godzilla burned a motherfucking house down. Like, of course. What do you think about to happen?
When you came home from vacation, Godzilla would burn down your whole fucking block.
And now you mad as shit because first of all, you a doodoo head dummy because you thought that a motherfucking wild ass person like that was trying to be friends with you. He is out here living his life. He's just trying to swim around. He's not really trying to link up with these other titans. But you know, is this the movie where all the titans wake up?
Okay. No, that's another movie. This is what happens. And what happens, this is not a new concept either. So if I remember correctly, there's a movie called, and we talked about this a little bit, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla from like the 70s. Boom. And King Kong is in that movie, I think, briefly, because Mechagodzilla is whooping everybody ass, but it don't look like Mechagodzilla. He got a fucking suit on.
Mechagodzilla's in this movie, but they also took that from
another Jang. Okay. It's a robot fucking, it's a robot clone. It's a synth, bitch. It's a synth.
Child.
With the makeup on.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I'm talking about Mechagodzilla.
I'm
not going to say too much, but they borrow a lot from that movie. Mm-hmm. So then when I watch the new movie, I'm like, oh, so this is what happened with, okay, so because I've seen so many Godzilla movies, I'm like, y'all just took a pinch from a bunch of the 70 movies.
More of this, please.
And, you know, mixed up in a pot and updated it. And you know what? Big monsters fight. Yes. That's all I really care to see. Big monsters fight. Absolutely. But Godzilla was turned up on everybody.
Yeah.
So, it's some good monster scenes, some good fights in here. And
that's it.
I enjoyed that. The people suck.
Yep.
But the people also suck in, what was it? King Godzilla, King of All Monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people...
They just every time you throw humans into the bunch, what does it tell you? We're trash, everybody. That's it.
Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck are we talking about here? What's going on?
Why? Why are they doing this? Why is this? So, you know, I just want to see more King Kong, Godzilla movies. I just want to see more Titan movies that are centered around what the fuck the Titans are doing. I don't want to see no human interactions. And if it is, humans are probably getting a town stomped on or thrown into the ocean. That's all I'm trying to see.
All I want to see is the Titans, all the kaiju monsters, whoever they is, raise up from wherever they at.
Rise
and,
up!
And point to the next one they see and be like, bitch,
let's get it.
Square up.
Somebody throw a chair.
Yes! What was a celebrity death match? And them two fucking kaiju monsters in a big ass cage whooping each other ass. But no, I would like to see just monsters like fight. And then humans getting stepped on. I just want to see the humans going, oh no, it's a monster! And getting stepped on.
That's it.
I don't want to see them fall in love. I don't want to follow the humans, really. And I feel like there's enough people who don't give a fuck about these humans in this movie where they would pay money to see just the monster square up and just humans getting dunked on.
That's it.
Like, you know, it would be great, a bunch of death scenes of humans getting dunked on. Like, somebody shaking a house and they falling down and getting splatted up and shit like that. I'm like, why don't y'all just get the humans killed? We don't need a love story.
I mean, they'll probably try to, you know, add in the humans try to get away. You know, somebody always got to add a human story to it. But ultimately, they're going to die. Not of them just showing, like, highlights of them getting stepped on, but, like, we're trying to get away and make a plan. And no. I want the movies to more monster creature centered. I don't care about anyone else. They are so much more interesting to me.
Yes. And a lot of them have personality, especially all those Godzilla movies. They was like, bitch, why are we even helping the humans? Because y'all always in our shit any fucking way. They was cussing out the humans, then they cussing out each other. And I was like, bitch, I want you to apologize. Godzilla really
give me subtitles and they are communicating in their language.
Yes. When Godzilla said, I want y'all to apologize, I say, bitch, excuse me?
Hold your purse.
I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, I would like to see the monsters just doing stuff. But they kind of made this monster in a way where they probably wouldn't communicate.
No.
But, it would be very silly for these monsters to communicate. But in the 70s, it was fine.
I just don't want to see the humans.
Yeah. Unless they're getting dunked on, bro. Step on them. Step on them.
That's your only purpose.
So
what would you like to see in the... would you like to see any additional Kong stories? What? That's all I got. What?
I'm okay if they never make another King Kong
movie. Perfect. Okay, great.
For the rest of their lives.
Some more Godzilla movies.
Godzilla is fine. Also, I feel like the premise for Godzilla is very different. So, we talked about Godzilla in there's an episode with our friend Dylan.
Well, they're going to have another Kong type story, but I think he's going to interact with Godzilla.
Yeah, that's fine too. That's fine. But when we talk about Kong, that it's this, y'all colonizing some shit, you making this move. This is where it comes from. Godzilla was more so commentary on America fucking nuking Japan. Like that it was more commentary like making the atom bomb and stuff like that. The humans in that movie were better because of that. The premise for that story was just better. Y'all just going over here to these people island, there's a big monkey, and now y'all like, oh my God.
Well, it's a very American concept.
Yeah, it is. And America's racist. And don't act like it isn't. Don't even lie to yourself. Don't do that.
It's very American at that.
Truth hurts like Lizzo, bitch.
Truth is... And I know that's
a simple song, right, but I just had to go there. Was that Fantasia?
Yes, it was.
I never should have let you go.
Come on, Fantasia.
Yes. Shout out to Fantasia, wherever she is, whatever she's doing. Mm-hmm. She will take her shoes off, start singing. That motherfucker sing till she sweats, okay?
Listen, I just saw the stomps in my head and I saw the stomp and I closed my eyes.
Yeah! Like, listen. Yes,
absolutely.
But I'm sure there's going to be a bit of dialogue about King Kong and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There'll be some stuff on Twitter. There'll be some questions. And in order to pull up on our Twitter and shenanigans, you can follow us at Girl That's Scary on Instagram and Twitter. We have a website, www.girlthatscary.com. And for extra bonus content, we have bonus episodes, videos, cool stuff. Go to www.patreon.com/girlthatscary. We do have a little bit of free stuff available. You can check that out. The lowest tier starts at $2. We put quite a bit of stuff on that.
Pull up on it.
Yeah, it's worth $2. And for $3, if you want to join the Thrice as Nice, you can join our Discord and pull up on us and be in the group chats.
Come on in. You can't see me, but I'm like doing my fingers. Like
Rick James. Oh, yes. Yeah. Both, same thing. Yeah. So yeah, pull up on all that stuff. Or if you want to send us a professional email, grltspod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to us that way as well. And also, as always, 5-star ratings for 5-star chicks.
5-star chick.
5-star chick. It really does matter. Those ratings matter.
Thanks, y'all. So thanks, we appreciate everybody who's done it so far.
Shout out to all the squad who's already written a little review or gave us 5 stars. Shout out to y'all.
Thank you for everyone who's like retweeted, left like nice feedback or, you know, creative feedback that too. Shout out to everybody just out there existing as a human in the world.
Yes. And we will be talking about Carl on the gram and stuff, because I'm sure there's gonna be some opinion.
Somebody send help. That's all I gotta say.
But yeah, send help.
Ayudanos.
All right. Anyway, until next time, guys. Bye.